Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, family, friends and foes, and even foes in the family. And to the standing between the living and the dead prayer devotional memorial evangelistic service family members, many of you who have been with us for over 560 days, / the rescue, the perishing, care for the dying, service, family members, and some of you have been with us for over 75 days. Welcome, my beloved. This is Daniel White, the third president of Gospel Light Society International, with the White House daily reading of the chronological Bible, episode number 370, where I simply read the Holy Bible in the King James Version each day, in chronological order. This unique viewpoint allows us to read the whole Bible as a single story and to see the unfolding of God's plan in history, in the present, and in the future. Today, beloved, we are reading 2 Samuel chapter 19 verses 1 through 20. Shall we pray? Holy Father God in heaven, hallowed be your name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Thank you for keeping all of us throughout the night, allowing us to see the sun again, hallowed be your name indeed, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven, for Lord, those of us who are truly born again, we don't want our will to be done. We want your will to be done. Because we know that your will is best. And Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you for your love, your mercy and your grace, your long-suffering and your loving kindness. And Holy Father God, I thank you for your loving hand of chastisement upon your people and the rebuke that you are placing upon your people today. As I prayed from the very beginning of the coronavirus plague, be thorough with us, break us and make us and mold us to be what you would have us to be, not what we want to be and do. And Holy Father God, I praise you and I thank you for your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. As he is sitting there at your right hand, interceding for such wretched people as we are, we don't deserve any part of your system of grace, but we thank you for it, And we give you the glory, the praise, and the honor, and the thanksgiving. We praise you and we thank you for the gift of your Holy Ghost. We praise you and we thank you for the gift of your Holy Word. Grant me, Lord, and all of us, your energy, your strength, your might, your unction and your anointing, your freedom and your liberty, and the power of your Holy Spirit to read your Holy Word, to comprehend your Holy Word, to understand it, to hide it in our hearts, and to meditate upon it, and to live by it, and to apply it to our lives, and Lord, share it with others, and preach it to others, and preach your Holy Gospel from it. And Lord God in heaven, for we praise you and we thank you for salvation and spiritual, family and life, financial and material, protection and provision, mental and physical blessings that you have bestowed upon us down through the years in all of our yesterdays. Lord, help us to be thankful for each one of our yesterdays and the millions of miracles and blessings and answers to prayer that you gave us in all of our yesterdays that should have built us up for today. Help us to remember what you have done in our yesterdays. Help us to remember what you have done in the past and to be grateful and to be thankful for what you have done in our lives, preparing many of us for the day in which we live, positioning some of us to be an encouragement to others and a voice of salvation to the lost. And Holy Father God, we thank you for all of the millions and many and manifold blessings that you have indeed bestowed upon us. And Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you would indeed have continued mercy and grace upon each and every one of us. And for Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive us all of our sins, our faults, our failures, our disobedience. Lord, where we may have grieved your Holy Spirit or quenched your Holy Spirit in any way, for Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive us of our sins as we from our hearts, by your grace, forgive those who have sinned against us. And Lord, I do pray that you will wash and cleanse our hearts and minds, souls and spirits afresh and anew in the precious blood of Christ, and make us to be whiter than snow on the inside. And Lord, I pray that you would crush and crucify our flesh and the old man within each and every one of us who named the name of Christ, those of us who are saved, and fill us afresh and anew with the fullness and the power, the unction and the anointing, the fruit and the liberty, Lord, of your Holy Spirit. Put a guard in our hearts, our minds, our tongues, our attitudes and temperaments that we would not sin against you. Throughout this day, save those who are lost all around us. As one woman sent in a prayer request, we repeat it. Lord, have your Holy Ghost to convict the sinners of their sins. Open their blinded eyes, unstop their deaf ears, and Lord, save their souls. And Lord, at the same time, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, as you know, I wish I didn't have to pray it, but Lord, you have led me to pray it for years, because the devil is very angry with me because of the strategy that you gave me to get the gospel out, to preach the gospel by any means necessary and in every which way, and to have multiple things going on different fronts. And the devil can't stand it because the demons and his workers are scattered, trying to keep up. And so, Lord, I thank you for the strategy that has worked tremendously, but the devil is mad at me and mad about it, as you know. And as you know, Lord, if he could kill me as he tried to do yesterday, he would. But you have chosen to protect me. Lord, even yesterday, as a man was following me and very strange situation, you told me to stop. And sure enough, he was, it looked like a man with evil intentions. And I stopped and looked at him. And then he made a comment to me and moved on. You've done this for me down through the years. You told me to stop. You gave me a sense that something was not right. And so, Lord, I know I have many enemies. Thank you for protecting me from them. And Holy Father God, I do pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you would cast out the devil and the demons of hell and the satanic demonic spirit of Judas, Jezebel, Sanballat, and Tobias, for I am faced with enemies on the outside and on the inside, as you predicted would be the case. And so, Lord, I do pray those who say that they're saved but act like the devil, cast the devil and the demons of hell out of them. Cast out the demonic, satanic spirit of Judas, Jezebel, Sanballat, and Tobias, and the sins that they produce, those spirits produce. Hindrance, distraction, betrayal, sabotage, pride, stubbornness, rebelliousness, witchcraft, bad attitudes, and bad spirits, all designed to stop the gospel from going out, all designed to try to hinder the gospel. And I do pray that you would give us all sweet victory this morning and throughout this day, once again, over the world, the flesh, and the devil, on the inside and on the outside. Help us to always be prayerful, sober-minded, vigilant, and watchful. And Lord, I do pray that you'd place upon us the whole, help us in putting on the whole arm of God. Surround us with the band of your holy angels and a wall of your holy fire. Cover us and cleanse us through the precious blood of Christ. And Lord, be with us throughout this day and help us to pray without ceasing, to pray always, to continue instant in prayer, to remember the parable that you gave to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint. Help us to read your holy word, hear your holy word, study your holy word, hide it in our hearts, and help us to remember it and meditate on it throughout this day. Help us to keep our hearts and minds stayed on you. Keep us, Lord, in perfect peace. Help us to resist the devil that he would flee from us. Help us to do what you told us to do in the Garden of Gethsemane, to watch and pray that we enter not into temptation, because the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. And Holy Father God, I do pray that you would deliver each and every one of us today from temptation, evil, and sin. Grant us your grace and the power of your Holy Spirit to love right, to live right, to think right, to do right, to act right, and to do that which is pleasing in your sight by the power of your Holy Spirit. Put a guard in our hearts, our minds, our tongues, our attitudes, and our temperaments, that we will not sin against you. And thank you, Lord, for teaching me that you can pray even when you're angry about something, about some kind of confusion that the devil is trying to cause. And that the best thing to do when you're angry about something is to pray. And while praying, Lord, you have that ability, that strange ability to calm everything down in our hearts and minds, souls and spirits. So, Lord, I thank you for teaching me that to pass on to other believers in you, that it's all right to pray while you're angry. In fact, that's the best, one of the best times to pray is while you're angry and about things that are frustrating and things that are of the devil, and therefore confusion is there. For we understand that when the devil is in the midst, there's confusion. Where there's confusion, there's the devil. Because you're not the author of confusion. So instead of us waiting until we are not angry anymore, Lord, you taught me the best time to pray. One of the best times to pray is when you're angry. We don't need anger management. We need prayer management. And thank you for showing me that, Lord. In the midst of the temptations, in the midst of the confusion, in the midst of the mess, Lord, you want us to pray. Call on you, because you already know about it, and you can get us out of it. And we give you the glory, the praise, and the honor, and because you know how to dial it down and give us some new thoughts and some new ideas. So Lord, help your angry saints to take it and run with it this morning. Now Lord, help me to go ahead and finish now. And Lord, I do pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Help us all, Lord, to humble ourselves and to pray and to seek your face and to turn from our wicked ways and to repent of our sins and to get back to you, our first love. And Holy Father God, save those who are lost, revive those who are saved, heal those who are sick, and comfort those who are grieving around the world, in our country, in our communities, in our churches, in our families, and in our individual lives. And Holy Father God, we pray for all Christian families to hold together, to not become bitter and resentful and angry and upset and to the point of not wanting to. If you can't communicate the way you want to, you don't communicate at all, kind of foolishness and cutting off your family because you can't see them how you want to, and angry with your family member that you do have with you instead of being thankful, bitter towards them. Lord, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for Christians who are going through the coronavirus plague, and obviously this new variant is a monster. For some folks in Norway, we have many people over in Norway, many, if you will, Lord, e-members, people who visit with us on multiple platforms. We thank you for the Norwegians, and but for some reason, just yesterday, a group had a Christmas party, and out of the 120 people invited, 60 caught this new variant. And half of the people got sick. So this is a monster coming. So Lord, help people to prepare for that. Many will die. And Lord, help people to get their house in order who name the name of Christ. Save those who are lost. And we do pray for the Lamb family. This is a shocking thing to many people in the Christian community. But you know all about it. Comfort them as only you can. Comfort Joni as only you can. And help them to adjust to a new situation. And to be thankful for the past, but to keep on going on for you, according to your will and way. And Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you would, for those of us who are saved and are willing to confess our sins and repent of our sins and turn from our wicked ways and do right by you and fear you and obey you, Lord, we pray that you would deliver us from all of our distresses and afflictions, cares and worries and anxieties, troubles, problems and fears. Fill us with your peace that passeth all understanding, your joy unspeakable, your holy serenity and tranquility of mind and heart. We cast all care upon you, for Lord, we know that you care for us. And Holy Father God, same, Lord, for those of us who are willing to confess our sins and repent and obey your holy word, deliver each and every one of us from our tribulations and troubles and trials and temptations and tests and tensions. Now, Lord, I know that you answer that prayer. You answer these prayers in my life and in our family and in the ministry. There's 1,000 things that the devil throws at us that you deflect away from us from that prayer alone, and I thank you for that. And sometimes I don't have to be specific about it. And Lord, I thank you for that. I pray now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank you for bringing us all a mighty long way, as the old saints used to pray and say and mean from their hearts. And we pray now that you deliver each and every one of us, for those of us who are willing to, as your Christian people, confess our sins and not hold on to sin and repent of our sins and humble ourselves before you and do right by you. Lord, deliver us from all spiritual, mental, physical, emotional, family, financial, student loan debt. We pray that that will be the next thing they wipe out. If they can give us a couple of $1 trillion, they can wipe out the over $1 trillion that many people owe and can't pay because of the coronavirus plague, and looks like it's going to go on further. And for this is a plague of long continuance. Lord, help them to wipe that out so people can focus on doing other things that need to be done. And Lord, we pray also that you would deliver us from young people who are getting depressed, defeated, disgusted, sad, and mad because things are not going the way they want them to go. And bitter and resentful, and they don't move on with their lives. Give them your grace, your strength, your salvation, and the power of your Holy Spirit to go on forward, to do as much as they can while they can, for your glory, praise, and honor, to get jobs online, open up great doors for people to get jobs online, and so that they can survive and move on with their lives. And if it's your will for them to marry, Lord, have it to come to pass. If it's your will not for them to marry, help them to maintain themselves and I'd fall off into sin and quit and be discouraged and depressed. And Holy Father God, we pray, Lord, for the millions who are facing housing crisis, food crisis, medical crisis, as well as utilities crisis around the globe. And Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you would indeed bless and protect our family and all other families that name the name of Christ around the world. Protect us from ourselves, from our flesh, and from the devil, and from the demons of hell, and from evil people in the family, evil people in the church, and evil people in the world. Place, Lord, upon us the whole arm of God. Surround us with the band of your holy angels and the wall of your holy fire. And, Lord, place upon us and cleanse us and protect us through the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Receive all glory, praise, and honor for anything good that we do today. And lift up your holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. For without him, none of these things, even my praying here this morning, would be possible. And so, Lord, we give you all of the glory, the praise, and the thanksgiving. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and forsake. Amen. Again, ladies and gentlemen, believe it or not, first thing in the morning, nothing but boiled onions, boiled garlic, and some honey. Cut the volume up and go get you some. Of course, in the words of J-Lo, love does not cost a thing. That won't cost you anything. I can't make any money off that. Onions, you can get a bag of onions for still under $200. I mean, under $2. And some garlic. Garlic is a friend. It may not be a friend to your partner, but garlic is good to your body. And you boil that in a glass teapot and put some honey. I'm not talking about the sugary honey, the fake honey. I'm talking about real, raw honey that's good for you. Okay, do that. And then get you some green tea. You don't need coffee every day. You can put 3 bags of green tea and 2 bags of black tea. You got a cup of coffee right there. Same amount of caffeine. Tea is good for you. I'm trying to help you spiritually and I'm trying to help you with your health. This is why I look so good every morning. And oh my. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, I have the high honor and the distinct privilege and the great joy and pleasure to read in your hearing the Word of God, thus saith the Lord, the Holy Bible, at 2 Samuel chapter 19, verses 1 through 20. And it was told Joab, behold, the king weepeth and mourneth for Absalom. And the victory that day was turned into mourning unto all the people. For the people heard say that day how the king was grieved for his son. And the people gat them by stealth that day into the city, as people being ashamed, steal away when they flee in battle. But the king covered his face, and the king cried with a loud voice, O my son Absalom, O Absalom, my son. And Joab came into the house to the king and said, Thou hast shamed this day the faces of all thy servants, which this day have saved thy life and the lives of thy sons and of thy daughters and the lives of thy wives and the lives of thy concubines, in that thou lovest thine enemies and hatest thy friends. For thou hast declared this day that thou regardest neither princes nor servants. For this day I perceive that if Absalom had lived and all we had died this day, then it had pleased thee well. Now therefore arise, go forth, and speak comfortably unto thy servants, for I swear by the Lord, if thou go not forth, there will not tarry one with thee this night, and that will be worse unto thee than all the evil that befell thee from thy youth until now. Then the king arose and sat in the gate, and they told unto all the people, saying, Behold, the king doth sit in the gate. And all of the people came before the king, for Israel had fled every man to his tent. And all of the people were at strife throughout all of the tribes of Israel, saying, The king saved us out of the hand of our enemies, and he delivered us out of the hand of the Philistines, and now he is fled out of the land for Absalom. And Absalom, whom we anointed over us, is dead in battle. Now therefore, why speak ye not a word of bringing the king back? And King David sent to Zadok and to Abiathar the priests, saying, Speak unto the elders of Judah, saying, Why are ye the last to bring the king back to his house, seeing the speech of all Israel is come to the king, even to his house? Ye are my brethren, ye are my bones and my flesh. Therefore then are ye the last to bring back the king. And say ye to Amasa, Art thou not of my bone and of my flesh? God do so to me and more also, if thou be not captain of the host before me continually in the room of Joab. And he bowed the heart of all the men of Judah, even as the heart of one man, so that they sent this word unto the king, Return thou and all thy servants. So the king returned and came to Jordan, and Judah came to Gilgal to go to meet the king, to conduct the king over Jordan. And Shimei, the son of Gera, a Benjamite, which was of Bahurim, hasted and came down with the men of Judah to meet King David. And there were 1,000 men of Benjamin with him. And Ziba, the servant of the house of Saul, and his 15 sons and his 20 servants with him, and they went over Jordan before the king. And there went over a ferry boat to carry over the king's household and to do what he thought good. And Shimei, the son of Gera, fell down before the king as he was come over Jordan, and said unto the king, Let not my lord impute iniquity unto me, neither do thou remember that which thy servant did perversely the day that my lord the king went out of Jerusalem, that the king should take it to his heart. For thy servant doeth know that I have sinned, therefore, behold, I am come the first this day of all the house of Joseph to go down to meet thy lord the king. Shall we pray? Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we praise you and we thank you for your holy word. Thank you, Lord, for what it does in our hearts, our minds, our souls, and our spirits, reaching to the marrow of our very bones. Lord, I cannot explain it. Nobody can. But your word goes deeper in us when our hearts are prepared than anything else we read. And Lord, I pray that it would transform our lives and help us to learn obedience through the things we suffer as your people, and to learn the way of salvation for those who are not saved. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, and for his sake, amen. Now, beloved, when I was a teenager, I wanted to get wisdom and knowledge. So I set out to read the Big Family Bible that was kept in the living room and that many families had in those days. We don't see them much today, but these are huge Bibles. But I couldn't get past Genesis chapter 2 before I got bored with reading the Bible. I just could not understand it. I found out later in life that you have to believe on Christ and get saved before you can understand the Holy Word of God, the Bible. So here is how I became a Christian, and here is how you can too. First, dear friend, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law, the God who created the heaven and the earth. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Second, accept the fact, dear friend, that there is a penalty, there is a punishment for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, For the wages of sin is death. We die because of our sin. Our bodies go to a grave. Our soul goes to hell because of our sin if we don't trust in Christ Jesus as our Savior. That leads me to my third point. Thirdly, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 18:8, Jesus Christ said in Matthew chapter 18, verse 8, in the Holy Word of God, Wherefore, if thy hand or thy foot offend thee, cut them off, and cast them from thee. It is better for thee to enter into life halt or maimed, rather than having two hands or two feet to be cast into everlasting fire. Also, the Holy Bible states in Revelation 21:8, but the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Now, hell in the lake of fire, dear friends, is bad news. But I have some good news for you. Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, who took away the sins of the world, said in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Just believe in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul and to change your life, so that you can understand the Bible better and learn it and do it and be blessed by it. And Jesus will save you today. Romans 10:9-13 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Saved from what? Saved from hell. Saved to what? Saved to heaven. So, dear friend, if you are willing to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ in your heart, believing in your heart that he is the Lamb of God who took away the sins of the world and that he died for your sins, was buried and rose from the dead, please pray with me this simple prayer and mean it from your heart, believing in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died for your sins, was buried, and rose on the third day early one Sunday morning. Repeat after me the sinner's prayer, phrase by phrase, and mean it from your heart. Holy Father God, I realize that I am a sinner, and that I have done some bad things in my life. I am sorry for my sins, and today I choose to turn from my sins. With your help, for Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of my sins. I believe with all of my heart that Jesus Christ died for me, was buried, and rose on the third day. I trust Jesus Christ as my Savior, and by your grace, I will follow him as Lord from this day forward. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life today. Amen. Now, dear friend, if you believed in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose again, allow me to say congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is trusting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, please go to GospelLightSociety.com and read my pamphlet, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out, and find pasture. Dear friend, if you trusted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior today, please email me at dw3@gospellightsociety.com and let us know. We have some free material that we want to send you. If you have a prayer request, please email that to us as well, and we will pray for you until you tell us to stop. Dear friend, God loves you, we love you, and may God bless you real good, is my prayer.